Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I gotta ask, ever feel like your motivation's running on fumes? Like you need some external force, a pep talk from a movie montage, or maybe even a giant motivational poster just to get out of bed? We're all wired for inspiration sometimes, but what about those days when the world feels a little gray, and that internal spark is hiding under a pile of laundry? Well, guess what? You don't need external motivation to light your fire. You already have it inside you. Today, we're diving into the art of self-motivation. How to tap into that inner engine and keep it running even when those outside motivators seem to have packed their bags. Think about it. Achieving true fulfillment comes from within. It's not about chasing someone else's definition of success or waiting for a random burst of external energy. This is about owning your goals, finding joy in the journey, and becoming the architect of your own motivation. All right. Let's break down 5 powerful takeaways to help you cultivate that inner fire. First, know your why. This isn't just some fluffy self-help cliche. It's about digging deep and understanding what truly drives you. What are your core values? What gets you fired up even on a Monday morning? When you connect with your why, every obstacle becomes a stepping stone, not a roadblock. Think of it like this. If your goal is to run a marathon, it's easy to get discouraged by those long training runs. But when you remember that running represents freedom, pushing your limits, and achieving something incredible, those miles suddenly feel a lot more meaningful. Second, set realistic goals. It's tempting to aim for the stars right away, but trust me, starting small and building momentum is key. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops, right? Break down your big dreams into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate those wins along the way. That sense of accomplishment fuels motivation like nothing else. Remember, progress over perfection. Third, build a routine that works for you. It doesn't have to be rigid or complicated. Just identify the habits and practices that help you feel energized and focused. Maybe it's waking up early, taking a quick walk, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence before diving into your day. Consistency is key here. Make those positive routines non-negotiable, even on days when motivation feels scarce. Fourth, focus on the present moment. Ever get caught in that spiral of, I should have done this, or, I'm worried about that? It sucks the life out of your motivation faster than you can say, to-do list. Practice mindfulness, being fully present in each task and enjoying the process. That means putting down your phone during a conversation, savoring a delicious meal, or simply noticing the beauty in everyday moments. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. This doesn't mean you need to ditch your grumpy cat, although, if he's constantly stealing your motivation, maybe consider rehoming. It means seeking out people who inspire you, support your goals, and celebrate your wins. Join communities that align with your passions. Read books by authors who challenge and motivate you. Remember, we're social creatures, and the energy around us has a profound impact on our own motivation levels. Okay. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've got this project at work, one that's been looming over your head like a giant motivational poster gone wrong. It feels overwhelming, deadlines are pressing, and even your usual coffee hasn't managed to kickstart the engine. But then, you remember those 5 key takeaways. You take a deep breath, reconnect with your why. Maybe it's that promotion you're aiming for or the satisfaction of completing a challenging task. You break down the project into smaller steps, create a focused work schedule, and even put on some upbeat music to get you in the zone. Suddenly, that looming mountain feels more like a series of manageable hills, each one conquered with renewed energy and purpose. So, there you have it, how to stay motivated without relying on external sources. It's about owning your journey, nurturing that inner spark, and remembering that true motivation comes from within. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for staying motivated? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag HealYourAttentionSpan. And remember, keep pushing forward, keep learning, and keep shining bright. We'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of daily mind training.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.